It's Tuesday, June 21st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. One of the largest gatherings of evangelical leaders in recent history is happening today in New York. 900 conservatives, including the likes of Dr. James Dobson, Tim Wildman, and Tony Perkins, will meet with presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Ben Carson. Trump has been working hard to court evangelical support with television ads like this.
I really appreciate the support given to me by the evangelicals. They've been incredible. Every poll says how well I'm doing with them. And you know, my mother gave me this Bible, this very Bible, many years ago. In fact, it's her writing right here. She wrote the name and my address, and it's just very special to me.
Australia's election next month hinges on homosexual marriage, but only slightly. The conservative, Malcolm Turnbull, promises a referendum on the issue, while the Labour Party rep wants the government to take immediate action to legalize the unnatural act and undermine God's creation ordinance. The United Nations is stepping up its battle against parental rights. The UN Human Rights Committee is urging governments to imprison parents who spank their children. The Special Representative of the UN Secretary General on Violence Against Children, Marta Santos Paez, reports that the number of countries that have banned spanking since 2006 has tripled. In a recent official statement, Santos Paez announced there would be, quote, absolutely no acceptance or complacency, unquote, of corporal punishment in the future. Meanwhile, the United Nations peacekeeping forces are accused of raping thousands of women and children in the Ivory Coast, the Congo, and the Central African Republic. Earlier this month, one United Nations official, Anders Kompass, who is known as the whistleblower that brought these travesties to light, has resigned. Kompass said those responsible for the abuses operate out of, quote, complete impunity, unquote. The godly person is perished from the land, but their hands are equally skilled at doing evil. Officials and judges alike demand bribes. The people with influence get what they want, and together they scheme to twist justice. Micah 7, 2 and 3. Despite constitutional wording to the contrary, the Second Amendment does not apply to militias anymore. The Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling that sustains state assault rifle bans in 7 states, including California, New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Meanwhile, 4 gun control proposals failed in the U.S. Senate yesterday thanks to Republican-based opposition. The Japanese want American troops out of Okinawa. Multiple stories of American servicemen assaulting Japanese women have soured the relationship between the two countries. 60,000 Japanese protested in the city of Naha in Okinawa over the weekend. During President Obama's latest visit to the island country several weeks ago, Japan's prime minister raised the concern with the president. God has ordained a record-breaking heat wave across the southwestern United States. 4 people have died, and 3 large forest fires are raging in California and Arizona. The Santa Barbara County Police Department has finally released reports on investigations of raids they conducted on Michael Jackson's house in 2003. News reports tell of a, quote, house of horrors, unquote, the filthiest films and pictures imaginable. An investigator told Radar Online that the documents, quote, paint a dark and frightening picture of Jackson, unquote. Those who followed the greatest popular star of our generation should know this. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians 5, 3-11. Wayne State University in Michigan will no longer require mathematics in its general election requirements. However, they are proposing adding a diversity course as part of its general education requirements. In modern semantics, diversity speaks to the diverse sinful inclinations found in men and women. We are diverse. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. Only 10% of Wayne State University students graduate in the allotted time, and only 34% graduate at all, according to CampusReform.com. It's the middle of winter in Antarctica, and a rescue team is working on a flight down to the South Pole to transport a seriously ill scientist working for the National Science Foundation to a hospital. A rescue like this has only been attempted twice in 60 years. And that's the World View on this Tuesday, June 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.